And my whole schedule at GabePacheco.com.
Yes.
GabePacheco.com.
And find me at KatieHalper.com or on Twitter, K, letter T, helps.
All right.
And we'll see you...
2 weeks.
What's after? We'll see you the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We love you.
We love L-U-V.
And L-O-V-E, both.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
212-209-2950 or go to give2wbai.org. Show your support for the Katie Halper Show here on WBAI New York.
WBAI Community Advisory Board will be holding a meeting that all are welcome to attend on Sunday, November 8th at 1 p.m. The meeting will be held at the 60 Wall Street Atrium in Lower Manhattan. Again, the WBAI Community Advisory Board will be having a meeting on Sunday, November 8th at 1 p.m. at the 60 Wall Street Atrium. All are welcome. For further information, go to WBAI.org.
Between October 5th and November 8th, become a BAI Buddy monthly subscriber during our 2015 Fall Fun Drive for $10 a month or more. All BAI Buddies will receive a WBAI tote bag and a member's perk card. Also, to show our appreciation, you will have the opportunity to receive one of three Kindle Paperwhite e-readers we are giving away. To become a BAI Buddy, call 212-209-2950 or go to WBAI.org and click on the BAI Buddy tab.
WBAI is seeking a special person who wants to help WBAI by volunteering their time to coordinate our volunteer program. This means that you have strong computer skills, well-developed organizational and planning skills, experience with managing people, places, or things, and several days per week that you can be at WBAI during working hours. And then there are the fun parts, like meeting some pretty interesting people. Having a good sense of humor and playing well with others is a definite asset. Please send a letter of interest to the volunteers at WBAI.org.
A woman's right to choose to be pregnant or not has never been as threatened as a bogus investigation of Planned Parenthood takes place in Congress and clinics across the country are shuttered on any and every pretext. On Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m., Joy of Resistance will part the curtain of lies with the award-winning DVD, I Had an Abortion. Cutting across race, age, class, and religion, 10 women break the taboos and talk freely about their lives. We'll also offer a CD of gems from our collection, clips from the 1969 First Abortion Speak Out, Loretta Ross on family planning in the black community, who is behind the doctored Planned Parenthood videos, the late great Roz Baxendall, and music of the movement. That's Thursday, November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m. Because...
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
And a programming note for that special for tomorrow, the show actually starts at 8 p.m., not 9 p.m., but 8 p.m. Here on WBAI. So it's still going to be a two-hour special, but it's going to start an hour earlier tomorrow, starting at 8 p.m. rather than 9 p.m. For the Joy of Resistance membership Fall Drive special. It is now 7 p.m., This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Listener-sponsored community radio since 1960. And stay tuned for another expanded version of the Personal Computer Show coming up right now. Thank you.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Personal Computer Show. And it seems so strange to be on an early hour, but we are on the hour that Off the Hook is normally on. And we are doing a two-hour edition of the Personal Computer Show from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And joining me, hopefully, will be two regulars. If we can ever get it going, one would be Joe King and the other one would be David Perry. In the meantime...
You could call us regular.
Well, as regular as you can get. That's David Perry. Now all I have to wait
That's
is for...
Me.
Huh?
That is me, and it's good to be on the show after an absence of a couple of months now.
Well, with one phone line, it's very difficult. And we're trying to get Joe on in a conference call with David Perry. In the meantime, while we're waiting for Joe, and he's probably having a hard time trying to locate some of his equipment, let me just say that we're fundraising tonight, and the number to call is 212-209-2950. Just remember that, 212-209-2950. And if you happen to be outside of a local calling area or you happen to have a phone that doesn't go to all of the USA, which a lot of phones now do, you can go to WBAI.org and make a donation. And we also have posted on our website, PCRadioShow.org. And Michael Horowitz, our webmaster, has also listed the premiums that are available. So if you got three choices to go to, is 212-209-2950 to make your donation. And we really need donations. This is our final push, and I'll tell you why a little later. Or you can go to WBAI.org to make your donation. And if you're completely lost, go to PCRadioShow.org and hopefully the navigation will get you there. The premiums we have are pretty simple. It's what I think is what people are looking for. We have the premium we call the Windows 10 Home Installation 2 DVD set. What Microsoft has made available is the full-blown install of Windows 10 Home Premium. And the reason why it's on 2 DVD is because one DVD is a 32-bit operating system and the other one is a 64-bit operating system. And rather than try to figure out which one is which and so on, I put them two together. And so it's a Windows 10 Home Installation 2 DVD set. The requested donation to the station is $50. And similarly, we have the Windows 10 Pro or Windows 10 Professional Installation 2 DVD set, which is the 32-bit and the 64-bit for $50 requested donation. So right there. Now, what these are legit full installation of Windows 10 that Microsoft has made available. They do understand that there are people who want to upgrade, but they really don't want to really upgrade what is existing on their machine. But if you happen to have an existing Windows 7 Home Premium or Professional or Windows 8.1 Premium or Professional, you like to do a clean install. What you do is that with this, you enter your number, which is a 7 or 8.1 serial ID, to get it started. And whenever you can, I do recommend a full clean install. There's no mouse trails to worry about. We have two legacy premiums that I feel is quite important because of some of the other announcements I'll be making, is that the Windows XP Support Toolkit DVD is available. And this is the one that, you know, we still have 13 to 15%, and I think that's on the low side in reporting. I think it's much higher than that, where people are still using Windows XP. Well, this XP Support Toolkit is available with the following: a hack, and I use the word an unofficial hack, that will enable you to get 4 more years of security support for Windows XP. There's SP2 and SP3, which is all you really need in terms of the upgrades to bring a pristine copy of XP up to date. And then we have the unofficial Windows XP Service Pack Beta 4, which we call it Beta 4, but it's really unofficial. It's really almost all of the patches that came after SP3. This DVD is available for $50 requested donation. And then we have the Windows 7 Support Toolkit DVD. And on this is the SP1 64-bit support. We have the SP1 Windows 7 32-bit support. And then we have the Windows 7 PC virtualization. To run the a virtual PC, you need the hardware. But if you don't have the hardware, this is the software that allow you to run virtualization on your machine. And you could run the virtual PC. In other words, you could run something else other than Windows 7 32-bit, or you can run the virtual PC as a 32-bit. And then we have what is now probably you can't find anywhere else, the Windows 7 XPM, which is Windows XP Professional, absolutely free in English. And that's available for $50 requested donation. And then we have just two more premiums to go through. One is your favorite show. Now, we know what your favorite show is. And if you don't say the Personal Computer Show, I guess you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Personal Computer Show. If you make a donation of $25 or more, hopefully more, as your favorite show is the Personal Computer Show, we'll send you a white paper and we'll explain what's in the white paper. And we also have what is called the WBAI Buddy. The WBAI Buddy is $10 a month for a year. And hopefully, you know, we can do that, or you can do that for $10 a month. It's a simple, easy way of making a nice, generous donation to WBAI. There are a number of things that go with it, and you can go to the website to check on it, tote bags and everything else. But you know what? For those who want to donate as a WBAI buddy with $10 a month for a year, we know that you are a true listener. It's not home shopping that you're looking for. It's not a premium. It's not like you want to be bribed. You're really interested in the content. Now, the Personal Computer Show has been on the air for over 32 years. We have change in that time from, you know, pure hacking on you know, soldering and wire wrapping and everything else. And we've changed with the times. And I would like to think that we're moving with the times. And we'd like you to join us in this continual movement. Because some of the things that we are planning is that we have an old friend, and she'll be joining us sometime early next year. She's going to be covering social media. We have other areas that we're going to be covering. So those are the premiums. And the white paper that we're going to be sending out is things that we covered on October the 5th, more recently 2 weeks ago, and what we may be covering tonight. So if you have any questions or about these premiums, it's 212-209-2950. You can go to our website, pcradioshow.org. Michael Horowitz, our webmaster, has done a job of posting all this information up. And if you want to make a donation, but you can't get to the phone because you're listening on a stream, wbai.org. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about what's news, what's been happening in the last 2 weeks that, you know, we've been off the air. And, well, we're going to be asking you to donate to WBAI. David, I'm glad that you're back.
Yeah, Hank's here, too. We just couldn't get a word in edgewise. You just spoke without stopping for 15 minutes, Hank.
Well, I figure if I can get to that period, and while I have the gas, I'll just do it. Joe, are you there?
Hank, I am here, but I'd like to point out that you left out one vital piece of information.
The phone number?
No, you gave that. You didn't tell folks who are buddies or becoming buddies or other folks who are making pledges how they're going to get the white paper.
Oh, okay, Joe, tell you what. That's responsibility is yours. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to surprise you on this one, Hank, because I'm going to change it from 2 weeks ago. When you've made your pledge, you're going to get an acknowledgement of that from WBAI in your email. Take that email acknowledgement and forward it to Hank at pcradioshow.org.
Or Joe. Or Joe, okay.
or if you can't remember the name Hank, you can send it to Joe, or you can send it to PC Radio at pcradioshow.org.
When but Hank do not it, send it to David.
No, because David at PC Radio Show will bounce. I never gave you a phone email address, David. I apologize for that.
Yes, okay.
I, I forgot how to do it. That's the main reason I apologize. At any rate, when Hank gets, whether it's forwarded from me or directly from you in the audience, he will forthwith send out whatever he has finished writing as of that hour, and you'll have an up-to-date white paper.
Okay, thank you for that, Joe.
Forthwith.
You know, 2 weeks ago when we were on, we took a bank to task, and SunTrust, they're located in, I think, Georgia. What they did was they were laying off 100 IT people. And
Hank, it wasn't just laying off. They were outsourcing the jobs of 100 IT people, outsourcing them to a foreign country.
Yes, and but there was a condition. You want your severance pay, you have to be able to support these people for nothing in the future.
Not quite, but close. What they said was you have to be prepared on notice, within reasonable notice, to support the outsourcing people and supporting their internal needs. And, by the way, we're not going to pay you any additional. That will be part of your severance pay.
That was outrageous, okay? And what happened is that...
It wasn't outrageous.
Huh?
It was criminal.
It's unlawful, okay? Well, what they're saying is you got to work for nothing.
That's right. No, what they're saying, they're prepaying you by giving you your severance pay.
But you got to treat everyone alike. And if you're not an IT person, you got your severance pay ahead of time.
That's right.
Okay. Well, the latest story on that... What was that, David?
I said, welcome to the 21st century. That's the way layoffs are not being handled the way they used to be handled.
Well, guess what? SunTrust Bank has now reversed their position, and they said that when they wrote that, it was not their intention, and it just they didn't express it the right way. Guess what? It was written by lawyers.
What also happened right before the lawyers wrote that terrible clause is some people got onto social media, and they strongly recommended, and the recommendation went viral, they strongly recommended that if you had an account with SunTrust, you cancel it. And if you were thinking of opening a business account, you really don't want to do business with this kind of person.
Or company, corporation.
A corporation. And it got so bad, and the viral really took off. Thousands of people started retweeting it and putting it on their Facebook pages, that the company took a long, hard look at what they had done, and they had said, it's the lawyer's fault, not ours. We didn't mean to do that, and we...
But by the way, I really believe it is written by lawyers, okay?
I'm sure it was, but the company was behind it the whole time. Otherwise, it would never have come out.
You're with David. Okay.
I'm with David.
All right, listen, let me just repeat this again. 212-209-2950. Make your donation, and if possible, remember, your favorite show is the Personal Computer Show, $25 or more. We will make the white paper available to you, or you can sign up for the Buddy System for $10 a month, and we know if you sign up for the Buddy System, you're doing it because you really are a true fan of the Personal Computer Show. You're not into home shopping or anything like that. Yes, Joe?
Hank, I'd like to put in my 2 cents there. You've been saying, and for $10 a month, For 12
months. Or more, $10 or more.
But if any of you happen to have an extra $100 a month, or an extra $1,000 a month, or an extra $20 a month, it can take any amount of money, but I'm told that it has to be a multiple of 10.
Has to be a multiple of 10. Okay, I hope...
I have no idea why, but I've been told that.
All right. Now, what's been
happening... Probably because they don't know how to add...
Hey, here's a joke for Hank. So that's not E-based, that's 10-based?
That's for Hank, okay. Not for me.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, it's LN instead of log.
David, I'm curious. You sound to me like you're talking to me through a tin can. How does my voice come through to you?
Same way.
I am actually on a speakerphone because the wire is broken on my base phone set.
And you guys sound good here.
I'm speaking to you on a cell phone because both of my landlines have decided not to work tonight.
Well, the handset wire is broken on this, my base, and this is my base telephone, which is the one in my office, and the handset wire is broken, so you've got speakerphone or nothing.
It's interesting that we are both having terrible phones.
We don't have to talk about phones right now. We can talk about computers.
Computers!
Hey, listen, I got to tell you.
No. Excuse me. It's now about 20 after 7. Hook is on the air. And if Off the Hook is on the air, we're supposed to talk about phones.
Well, let me...
Wait.
Hey, guys. Hey, David. Let me take control, yeah. Okay? You know,
no, I want to tell this. If it's okay with you.
I don't know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
All right. There is a sign up at the Windows MVP conference in Seattle this week where they're having the most, the MVP conference. And the sign says unattended laptops will be upgraded to Windows 10.
Right.
About 2 weeks ago.
I thought that was funny. That's all.
About 2 weeks ago.
It was funny.
About 2 weeks ago, I was getting email, and I'm sure many of you have also gotten the same email, where Black Friday started for a number of manufacturers. Dell started their Black Friday. Lenovo started Black Friday. Amazon and a number of other large box store also started with Black Friday specials. And
Hank, one of the funny things was that one of the Black Friday specials was sold out last week.
I know. That's one of the things that I want to bring up, is that when you look at these items, okay, the attraction, let's face it, the main attraction of Black Friday is prices, okay? And sometimes we get carried away. We say, do I really need it? Well, but gee, the price is so good. Now, let me tell you something that you got to be careful of, okay, is that there are certain products where from 1 year to the next, there are changes to the model, but they keep the same name and they keep the model description, the model designation the same. An example of that is the Motorola smartphones, the Moto G, the Moto X, except that in very fine print it's called first generation, second generation, and now it's called the third generation. But when someone sells that, they don't tell you whether it's first, second, or third. And you look at it and you say, wow, that's a great price. And it could be a first generation, a second generation, but not third. So you gotta really be careful. You know, especially with these model numbers. Another thing that I...
Hank,
yes?
But it's not always, and I think you can explain it better than I, it's not always to your advantage to get the third generation when they have the first two.
Well, then that's the other thing I was going to bring up, okay, is that I know that in the case of Lenovo, I'll be specific, okay? In the case of Lenovo, you would think that each succeeding announcement is something better. Guess what? Not necessarily true. They came up with the same model number, except the processor is slower. Instead of using a Celeron N2940, they're using a Celeron 2840, which is about, let's say the 2940 is about 80% faster. And that's a big difference. So
you
got to be very careful. You got to read the fine print. And so just because, like in this case, it's a later model doesn't mean that it is better. It could be cheaper, but they're using a lower grade. And then here's the one I like, okay, because I've seen more than one manufacturer do this, all right? I've been watching very carefully when they post their prices. I says, wow, that is expensive. You know, I see something like, I'll make this up, okay, $500 for a laptop. I said, I wouldn't spend $500 for that laptop. And then 2 days later, the price drops down to $299.99. And they talk about the big savings of $200. And you say to yourself, wait a minute. No one was buying at that price. All they did was establish a so-called market value that is artificial and then come back and say, look at this big discount. Joe, that's... I guess there's no law against that, huh?
Business has been doing that forever.
Well, yeah, but that was in the jewelry business.
It's in every business.
Well, there's actually a thing in Aristotle about that.
I'm sure. What is it?
Yeah. The Athenians were the first people to ever think of
charging what the market will bear instead of charging what it costs to do something.
No, no, no. In this case, they marked up a market value that no one was interested in for 2 days just so that they say, look at the discount.
But you don't know how many sales they made for those 2 days.
Let this be this way. I don't think anyone was that dumb.
Well, the other thing is, if they made a huge number of sales, why would they lower the price?
That is true.
212-209-2950. We are fundraising, and this is our last chance. And let me explain something why I say this is our last chance, okay? I came in, I was worried. Well, yeah, I was worried, okay? Next week is November the 11th, and the question is like, are we going to be true to form? Are we going to be told at the last minute we are preempted? And I'm holding my breath.
Didn't we get notified of a preemption the week after that?
However, we are preempted on the 18th, okay? So I'm still holding my breath on the 11th. I think we will not be preempted.
I hope we are.
Yeah, well,
why?
You know what? Stevie's out of town, okay? I think he's taking an early trip down to the Mardi Gras, you know?
I'm going to Jamaica, all expenses paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. You need somebody to carry your bags for you?
Yeah, I do.
So
I don't like your legs, though.
So let me just say that this is our last chance. I don't want to blow it. We got to, you know, raise some serious money. And we want you to do it.
Why do we have to? There's two reasons to raise serious money, Hank.
The first one is the station. If you believe what the station stands for, its mission being an alternative radio, saying things that, you know, that the mainstream media is, you know, will push that is not accurate at all. WBAI is one of the few outlets available that will actually call it what it is. So,
what is it?
212-209-2950. Joe, you remember back in 1990?
Hank, wait. You said there were two reasons, and that was BAI calls it what it is. You didn't tell me what it is, but you said that was one of the reasons. What's the second reason?
They want us to continue the personal computer show. Otherwise, it would be preempted or canceled.
That's right. And that's, to me, the most important thing. We've been on the air for a long time because we've actually perform a service that's, in my opinion, a useful service. We bring you the true story of what's really going on in the world of computers. The other thing is, what would I do with my Wednesday nights if I wasn't on the air? So it's real important. Now, a lot of you say that, and I'm with you, incidentally, you don't have the money, you can't give $120 or $55 or... But you can maybe scratch up $25. Now, I want to put the $25 into perspective because a lot of you don't go to Starbucks. So this nonsense about it's a cup of coffee and a half. But a lot of you, like me, go to Blimpie's. And I go to Blimpie's almost every day. And I buy a cup of coffee and I have something to go with the coffee almost every day. I get out of Blimpie's. Generally, my bill is, including tax, is around $3. Okay. So now, if I do it every day, that's around $15 a week. So if I don't have the coffee for 2 weeks, or really 1.5 weeks, I have enough money to become a BAI buddy.
Yep. And Joe,
Wait a minute. For a month. But with a BAI buddy, it's got to be for 12 months. And I can't do that. I need my coffee. So what you can do is you can take your week and a half of Blimpie and you can make that pledge for our favorite show. And it shows where your heart is. I know that if you had $1,000, you'd give that. But you don't. But you do have $25 because we just told you to sip Blimpie's for a week and a half. And that $25 gets you two things. It gets you making a donation to your favorite show, which obviously is our show. But it also gets you to become a member of the WBAI family, where you can vote in the elections. You can maybe put up a new board that'll arrange to change some of the things that you would like changed or support the things you would like to have supported. $25, it's a lot of money, but it isn't that much a lot of money. It's a little bit of a lot of money.
212-209-2950, or you can go to WBAI.org. And if you want to know what other premiums we have, go to PCRadioshow.org. And Joe, I'm going to put it on a very personal basis, and I'm going to somewhat embarrass you, okay, because I know what the answer is, all right? Which is healthier, donating the money to BAI in lieu of buying a pack of cigarettes or taking that money and just go buy more cigarettes?
Well, that's not a fair question because I used to smoke. I stopped smoking over 25 years ago.
You wish you had
smoked. I stopped smoking over 25 years ago.
Yeah, well, then, if you haven't gotten your notice from your local pulmonologist, you might discover that by the time you stopped smoking, you had already done this extremely serious damage to your lovely temple of body, temple of love. I was told that I smoked for so many years that as of 25 years ago, I had already done really serious permanent damage to my lungs and to other parts of my body. So if you're still smoking, do this. Every time you want to buy a pack of cigarettes, instead call up 212-209-2950, pledge that money, whatever it is, to the station. And then you won't have the money to buy the cigarettes, and you can go another couple of days, and then you want another cigarette, call up again and make a pledge. We don't even have to be on it. We don't have to be in during a fun drive. You can just keep pledging forever. Just stop smoking.
Okay, now, let me just, let me just make this quick announcement. This is WBAI-FM, 99.5 New York. And you're listening to the Personal Computer Show. We are on this evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And off the hook...
Off the hook is off the air.
Well, let me just say that off the hook is not on this evening, but they will be back next week at 7 o'clock next week, Eastern Time.
And they'll have a double show next week?
No. The schedule is they are on and we are on a regular schedule.
Oh, how unusual.
Unless there is a preemption at the last minute, but right now that's the word I got.
We interrupt this fundraising to bring you a regularly scheduled program.
Well, that's
a possibility. Hank, I have a commitment, and I have to be out for about an hour or so.
Okay.
I'll try and get back in with you in about an hour.
Okay.
Joe, take care.
Okay. Now,
thank you.
Google... It's been reported that Google is the one that has developed Chrome operating system and the Chromebooks, and they have an operating system for the Android. And in the Wall Street Journal, they had published that Google was going to fold the Chrome operating system into Android, and this created quite a commotion. And Google's newly appointed senior VP spokesman came right and say, no, not true. We are committed to the Chrome OS. You know, you have to understand that the Chromebooks are selling fairly well in the education area. And with an announcement like that, that was originally reported in the Wall Street Journal, I said to myself, wait a minute, why does anyone want to buy something where the operating system is going to disappear? Obviously, that was like a dumb thing to do. Now, they're saying, oh, no, not true at all. But actually, when you think about it, it does make sense to fold one into the other, and they can concentrate all their efforts on a very formidable competitor to Windows. Well, right now, according to the latest spokesman in an interview with Fortune, the Chromebook will continue with the Chrome operating system. What say you, Dave? Is David there?
I'm here.
Yeah,
What you're saying is they're not going to fold Chromebook into Android, right?
Correct. And
that's a good thing. I personally, I think that you remember Google used to have a motto of "Don't be evil."
Okay.
You didn't know that, did you?
I knew that. I knew that. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't think.
I think that the future of this as a, you know, as a non-hacked operating system, or as a secure operating system, and you remember Michael would tell you that you should use Chromebook because it's more secure.
Well,
and this is an indication that Chromebook is heading in a less secure direction.
You think so?
Yeah, because, let's roll it in. Whoa, okay, then we won't roll it in, okay? Well, what's the next decision that they'll make? Clearly, manifestly, they used to say that this corporation is in the control of the bean counters. Well, this organization is in the control of the MBAs, who are bean counters, right? MBA is basically an accountant, right? And so they are looking at ways to maximize their profit. Now, that's not a dirty word, but when profit is driving the corporation, user security has to take a back seat or get out and walk.
It's a funny thing you say that profit's driving the corporation. Profit is driving the driverless car.
Yeah. Well, let's see how that goes, okay? It might be a nice thing. It might not be something that really takes over in any real
way. We'll see, but realistically, I would like to see the Chromebook with its in its present form of operating system and not degenerate into an Android operating system, right? Because I really think that the Chromebook has something to offer. But
they're both shells that sit on top of a Unix kernel, right?
Yes and no, okay? Because there are certain things that you can do. Let me put it this way. The Chromebook, you know what? Rather than speculate, let's see what they come up with, okay? By the way, David...
Okay, yeah, let's wait on that one. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to point out is that increasingly people, including Microsoft, want you to accept running your base applications out of the cloud. And run your storage out of the cloud, and then your storage is as secure as that company is reliable and responsible.
Well, we'll see about that.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Yes,
because you have to trust them to look after the security of your data, not you.
Well, you know, let me just bring up one thing that was just announced today. Well, let's say people just found out today. Microsoft has announced that they will discontinue. Did you hear me? Microsoft will discontinue Windows 7 and 8.1 November 2016. After October 31st of next year, the only version of software that will come on new devices will be Windows 10. And the October 31st, 2016 is the end of sales for PCs with Windows pre-installed. The exception to that is with business corporations with license agreement that entitle them to choose whatever version of Windows they want pre-installed. That's important,
okay?
Now,
you have installed Windows 10, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, is it sending advertisements to your desktop?
Well, the thing is, with the insider version, it's not. So I don't. The answer is I don't know. Okay.
Because that's one of the big changes is they've changed their revenue model.
Well, to me, the biggest thing about going from 7 to 10 is that, there are three things. Number one is that it runs slower, so you need more resources. That's number one. In fact, tell you what, let me address that, okay? I got a piece of email last week. And he says that he has an old Windows computer, and he's thinking of purchasing a used computer. In other words, another used computer. And the question is, can I reliably install Windows 10 on this older system? And here was my response to him. There have been so many different computer systems from many different manufacturers. Only a handful may have been reviewed for Windows 10 compatibility. Unfortunately, Microsoft does not have a comprehensive test, and they're trying to force feed everyone to Windows 10. So here are some of the guidelines that I offered the listener. If the system was originally sold with pre-Windows 7, in other words, Windows before, XP, Vista, and everything else before, There should have been a sticker on the unit, you know, indicating what the operating system is. You know, normally on a notebook or at the back of a desktop, they have a little label with what the Windows pre-install was, okay?
That's if you bought a built system, if you bought like a name brand system, if you bought like a white box from some dealer.
You're on your own. Okay? Yeah. Because no one knows what's in those, okay? Now, on these systems that is pre-Windows 7, I would not bother with these units upgrading it to Windows 10. Windows 7 was generally released October 22nd, 2009, or 6 years ago. Windows 7 and later releases require hardware compliance that may not be available with older hardware. Okay? So if you bought the equipment prior to October 22nd, 2009, it's pretty iffy, all right? Now, unless it has Windows 7 on.
Here's my question. If you've got an older machine like that, what do you think? Do you pull a hard drive and use it as a
No. Now, tell you what. Let me finish my response to the listener, okay? Now, only a handful of all the CPUs that has ever been released have ever been lab tested, okay? Now, I use something called Passmark. I go to passmark.com. That's Passmark. And they have a library of CPU performances of virtually every CPU dating back to 1991, 1992. Their CPU ratings are based on a very large population sampling of installed systems. Very often, a couple of thousand people will be testing it, and so it's not like what a lab tested, which is like you could, you know, people can game that. It's like, oh, you've got thousands of people running it. They're running it 1,000 different ways, and that should give you a pretty good relative sense of speed. If the Passmark rating of the CPU is less than 1,000, it's an index of 1,000, less than that, I wouldn't bother try to go to Windows 10 with it. If you're able to run Windows 10, you may be able to run Windows 10, okay, with the index under 1,000, and I've done it, okay? It is slow, it is sluggish, it ain't worth the effort. It really isn't. Now, in other words, the CPU index 1,000 or more is what you're looking for to run Windows 10. If the system unit does not have at least 2 gig of memory, forget it. Okay, and the reason why you forget is because to buy the older memory today will cost you a fortune to upgrade it to just the 2 gig. And realistically, I don't care what Microsoft says, you need 4 gigs for Windows 10 to run it decently. So none of this business where, oh, I got 2 gigs, or even when you buy a new machine today, you get 2 gigs. Make sure there's room there to you can go higher than 2 gigs because you really, you know, you need that memory. You know, one of the things about Windows 10 is that to get it to run with small storage and small memory, what they do is they compress and expand the operating system, or not compress, but basically they have to expand modules of the operating system each time it's called into memory, and that takes time. And there's a penalty for that. Now, when the the other thing is when the system is initially powered on, and this is something you spoke about, David, because you gave a nice audio segment on it some time ago. Go into setup mode, check the BIOS state. Okay, by BIOS state, BIOS state is like it's a setup, and when you go in it, there's a date with it. All right, and now UEFI was first introduced in January 31st of 2006. If it does not have UEFI, forget it. Okay, don't try. Don't even bother. Now tell the world
I'm going to give you a softball.
Tell me what UEFI is.
No, I'm not going there. I have something else I'm holding in my memory to say.
Okay.
If you decide that your machine is not worth bringing to Windows 10 and you ever wanted to learn anything about Linux, Linux will run on anything. Anything you have will run Linux just fine. Linux is smaller and cleaner and runs faster than anything Windows has.
Okay.
Since
I brought up UEFI, okay? UEFI was something you talked about, and you did a nice segment on it. And
Universal, and now you've asked me, it's gone out of my head. I've turned 60 now, and I'm old.
Wait a minute. You're only 60? You're a kid by my standard.
Right. Okay. So, Hank, what does UEFI stand for?
Well, what it does is it supports more than one boot mode, and one is that it supports a legacy BIOS mode and the UEFI mode where you can, depending on the situation, you could boot up with different options on it for. And what it does is that it prevents, basically, if it's turned on, it prevents the operating system from being modified or even reinstalled.
But what it stands for is Unified Extensible Firmware Interface.
Right.
What it does is it passes forward parameters that used to belong exclusively to a hard-coded BIOS such that they can be redefined by the operating system.
If it's turned off, you can install a new operating system or a different operating system. If it's left on, no matter what you do, you cannot install another operating system. That really is functionally what it does. You use the fancy words. I'm giving you what it functionally does, okay? So
right. Well, it's what's funny, though, is that it has a side effect of making a lot of people believe that they've got malware in their system.
I know
because
that.
Because it does a whole lot of things to the boot mode that they were unfamiliar with before then.
Well, let me just say this, that, you know, when you buy used equipment, it is as is. And the new equipment today is really relatively cheap. Now, I didn't send it in the packet of material I sent you because Joe had asked for it and I gave it to him. You know that you can buy a Windows notebook today, you know, 11-inch compared to 11-inch and... well, there is no 15-inch Chromebook, okay? That the Windows notebook is cheaper than a Chromebook today? That's kind of amazing.
Wow, why is that?
Why? Because very simple. What Microsoft did was they said, okay, manufacturers, since people are buying Chromebooks, it's a lost sale from their point of view. So if it's going to be lost, why don't we just say you could put, we won't charge you anything for Windows, just put Windows on and sell it as a Windows unit. And although I may not get the revenue, guess what? Google doesn't get any revenues either. Okay? So that's the way they look at it. So what Microsoft did was that if the equipment sells for less than $250 and it's got Windows on, Microsoft says, put it on. That's how they're going to compete. Now, I did a quick check, and some people have asked me about it. I'm somewhat, you know, for anyone who's interested, what I'm going to do is on this white paper, in this final copy of the white paper, I'm going to do a snapshot. Snapshot meaning the end of this week, prices, Black Friday prices, and so on, what it is, all right? But when I did this back on October the 21st, I'll give you some snapshot pictures. An 11-inch new notebook with Windows 8.1 running on it was under $150. A Chromebook was... Yes. A Chromebook was $10 to $20 more. Now, here's another one that will probably shake you up, okay, because I got Joe thinking about it, right? He's interested in a 15-inch notebook, okay? And to get a 15-inch notebook with 4-gig memory, 500-gig of hard disk storage, Windows 8.1 on it, under $230.
That's good, too.
And if you
now, what's funny is I've never bought anything on Black Friday ever.
And if you want a DVD burner, just add $10 for under $250, you get a burner. Okay, and it's a brand name item, ASUS. ASUS, you've heard of, right?
Yeah, so, they make good machines.
Yep. I happen to have one ASUS machine. So on this,
my wife's main laptop right now is a ASUS that was. Pricey, okay, but it was a 15-inch with a burner and a big SSD.
So now, Joe had said to me, can't you tell people where these are? I'm reluctant to do it only because I just feel that, you know, WBAI is non-commercial. WBAI does not advertise anything at all. However,
we advertise in one way only, Hank, and that's to have the fundraiser that we're having right now. And if people want to donate to the Personal Computer Show, what number should they call?
212-209-2950. However, in the white paper that, you know, by the way, all premiums, all the premiums, including the buddy system, including the $25 or more favorite show, all qualifies for the white paper. And in that white paper, I'll give you a snapshot of where these prices are, the configuration, and what stores are selling it. Okay, so I'll do that. But
Hang on.
I'm not going to go through it on the air because this is non-commercial WBAI. All right.
Okay. Now, if you sign up to be a buddy, you get a tote bag. You get a buddy benefit card that can get you discounts and stuff, and you get a chance to win one of three Kindle Paperwhites.
Well, the reason why I didn't mention that is because I figure if you want to use the buddy system, that's proof of love for the personal computer show. We know that it's you know what?
But you get the stuff anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, we know that with the true listeners, it's not the tchotchkes, the trinkets and so on. It's the content of the personal computer show far outweighs any of that stuff. It really does, mm-hmm. Okay? Now,
especially now that you got me back on the show. Just kidding.
No, you're right.
By the way, since you're going to say it that way, Dave, but carrying a lot less weight.
Oh.
Yes, I carry quite a bit less weight.
Now, when I sent this response to the listener about, you know, upgrading an old computer, so he said to me, what would be good choice of places to buy a computer and try to get best prices, new or used, all right? And basically, I said to him, go online, check on the, you know, websites like Lenovo.com, HP.com, Dell.com. And let me just say this, all right? And I'm going to say, really, I'm not pushing one over the other, right? Now, we happen to be in the metropolitan New York area, but I know that, you know, out where you are, there's Fry's, and in the Midwest, there's a Micro Center in the...
We have Micro Center and Fry's in Orange County.
Okay. Well, Micro Center is in Texas and in the Midwest. And one of the things I said is visit Micro Center, as they have a number of outlets in different metropolitan areas. And an advantage of visiting a local store, and I mean this seriously, advantage of visiting a local store is that you can look at the equipment without buying something in the blind. Micro Center sells new and refurbished used equipment. You can also try Newegg.com for pricing. It's a major mail order outlet, but you know what? They've been very consistent with providing satisfaction. Speaking for myself, I would not buy used equipment for the following reason. Used equipment represents end of product life cycle, and that means that it's going to be, you know, short-lived, and I would be needing another replacement early on, and any monies I spend on that could have been more towards new equipment, and I get a better bang for the buck. So for some people, if they're on an extreme budget, I can understand why they want to buy used equipment. Now,
you know, I just got a brand new computer from my job. I mean, my job just got me a new computer.
Good.
And I'm really happy with it.
Okay, well.
And you know what I like about this computer is that you can get customer service right in the store where you buy it.
Well, now, this is the point I was going to bring up, okay? If the price differential is not that great and it's in favor of mail order compared to a local store, I would buy from the local store for the following reasons, okay? The continued support of a local outlet enables you to examine physically the product instead of relying solely on editorial recommendations, which are notoriously,
right,
inaccurate, and press releases from the manufacturers. And the other reason why you want to support the local store is that when items need to be returned for whatever the reasons may be, the shipping cost and hassle is avoided. And really,
yeah. This is the best laptop I've ever owned by far, and it's really nice. Stevie, I just got my, because I'm working in security, I got what all security guys use. It's a MacBook Pro, 13-inch.
Oh, right, nice.
And it's got a 256 gigabyte SSD, and that's fine for me. I'm not going to be doing production video or anything on it, just email and PowerPoint presentations and some other stuff.
But you got the right laptop. What is it again?
It's a MacBook Pro in space gray. That's beautiful.
That's what I have right here, right in front of me.
Right. And what size SSD did you put in yours?
I don't have an SSD yet.
Oh, the SSD is awesome because it makes the MacBook Pro boot up in about 2 seconds.
I know. But you lose all your information. I think I am going to go to the SSD, Hank, because I back up all my information anyway, so I'm not worried about it. I'm made up my mind. I wasn't going to go to that chip, solid-state drive, because of the issue of losing all your information. But as long as I back everything up, I'm fine. And now all my systems are up.
Let me just.
I'm running on my in my home. I'm running straight out to Time Machine, of course.
212-209-2950. We're asking you to contribute to WBAI. This is the Personal Computer Show, and right now we're on the final stretch of the hour that normally Off the Hook is on. They'll be back on next week from 7 to 8. And we hopefully will be on from 8 to 9 next week.
I want to ask Dave a question. Dave, what do you think about the Mac operating system compared to the Windows operating system now that you're on the Mac?
He can't answer it because he doesn't use Windows 10.
Mac, actually, the differences between them are subtle but profound, okay?
Yeah.
And it takes some getting used to use a Mac OS. Mac OS does some stuff. Like, you're always running stuff because it just hides it instead of actually shuts it down and take it out of memory. This is true in iOS, too.
You can force quit it.
You know what I mean. What?
Actually, it's true in all the operating systems, Dave. Okay.
Well, if you exit Word, you've exited Word.
That's
okay?
Not true. Not true at all. Not true at all, Dave. You know, wait a minute. Wait, guys, let me just say this, all right? Unless you're using Windows, the latest version, 7, 8, 1, 10, you know, I find that, you know, they're all there. It's there, except that you just don't realize it's a matter of presentation. It really is.
Well, what about end task? Shut it down. That's what he's saying.
You'll find that when you shut down a program, it may still be sitting in memory. Okay, and the reason why many of the publishers do that, it's publishers, all right? They don't exit out is because when you want to bring it back up, they want to show you, look how fast it loads, when in reality, it never left memory. Okay?
Well, I want it out of memory.
Right.
If you want it out of memory...
If you're up running for 3 or 4 days, if you keep your machine up and running for 3 or 4 days... You really want to shut it down and reboot it up.
No, how about doing a shutdown if you wanted to really turn it off? Physically shut it down.
Shut it down.
Okay. 212-209-2950. We're asking you to contribute $50. I'll tell you what, for $50, we have 4 different premiums. We have the Windows 10 Home 2 DVD set for 32-bit or 64-bit operating system on 2 DVDs. $50 requested donation.
It's a good deal.
It is, because
yeah.
You could use this to upgrade your operating system by literally coming up with a clean operating system if you happen to have a Windows 7 Home Premium, and use a serial ID from that to load the system. The other thing is that we have the Windows 10 Professional 2 DVD set. And again, that's 32 bits and 64 bits, and that's also a requested donation of $50. That's well worth it. Now, you can download it yourself if you want to go through the hassle of doing it, and then you have to you download an ISO, then you have to create the DVD. This is all created. This is, you know, ready to run, instant gratification to do an upgrade. We have also available, and this is going to be disappearing. And you're not going to find it, okay? Windows XP support. The Windows XP support has the unofficial, let me call it, hack that enable you to get 4 more years of security updates. It also happened to have an unofficial SP4 that gives you all the updates that came after SP3. And by the way, all these things I'm talking about for the XP is no longer available on the Microsoft website, and you'll be hard-pressed to find it on any other website and then be certain that it doesn't come with, things attached to it, and that's what I hate about some of these websites. The last item we have also for $50 is the Windows 7 support disc, a DVD, and that's the most unusual one. We have the We have the XPM. In other words, you can run Windows XP Professional under the virtual operating system that that you can install on Windows 7. And the Windows 7 operating system may or may not have the virtual option on it. In other words, a hardware virtual option on it. But the software is available, so it enables to run it. This is available. In other words, when I say this, I'm talking about the Windows XP is available free from Microsoft, but it's no longer downloadable. We have it. Request a donation is $50. Then we have also your favorite show. Now, we know what your favorite show is. If you're listening to us, the favorite show is the Personal Computer Show. $25 or more, donate that. We'll give you the white paper. We'll send it to you with your confirmation. And if you sign up for the Buddy system, just send us a confirmation. We'll send you the white paper.
And we'll show up tomorrow and do the show again, or next week and do the show again. As every time we can be here.
Wait, David. Don't say.
Yeah.
If you do it, we'll be on the air next week. I can't. You know what? I'm not management. I can't say that. Okay. In other words, we hope to be on next week. Okay. Don't say things like that. Okay.
Yes. We would hope that there would still be a station here. You know, and it's funny because I go back with Pacifica. I live out here in California, and we've got KPFK. And I can tell you that end times and the rumors of end times are a constant in pretty much every Pacifica station. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we all agree.
All right, let's get back. Oh, wow, let me make an announcement.
Oh, an announcement.
WBAI-FM 99.5 New York.
Hey, that's my job.
Okay, Stevie, tell you what, since it's your job, you want to give us a little music with it, too?
No.
You don't have it?
What, I heard the music that you had on.
Yeah, but we're now going to go into our second hour.
Okay, well, look, I can bring the music up, but, you know, I need more than 1 second.
Okay, I'll give you 10 seconds. Would that be enough?
10 seconds is enough.
Great, you're on.
Okay. See Bridge of Spies. I really loved that movie.
Bridge of Spies? I like spies.
Yeah. It's really good.
Oh, well, I'm going to go and look for the Bridge of Spies in just a moment, right after I bring you some information that is very vital to the show, which has to do with the Personal Computer Show. Hey, here we are. You're listening to WBAI, New York 99.5 FM, and it is November the 4th. We've been on for an hour, and it's now 8 o'clock exactly for the second hour of the Personal Computer Show. And we've got Dave, we've got Hank, we've got Stevie DB in here, and Joe is coming back soon, we hope.
You forgot the most important thing.
Hi, Shabeen.
No, we're streaming on...
Streaming live on WBAI.org. And don't forget to go to our radio website, PCRadioShow.org.
Now, I had Stevie do that for two reasons. Number one was...
Really?
He missed the opening for 7 o'clock, and I knew that, you know, people listen to Stevie. They'd like to hear that dulcimer voice that, you know.
Dulcimer.
Well, dulcet.
Yeah,
dulcimer.
Sorry.
Dulcet
is what you mean. Dulcimer is a four-stringed musical instrument.
Well, his voice is like a musical instrument.
Yes, it is.
Right, but when you say somebody has dulcet tones, not dulcimer tones.
Yeah. Yeah, Hank.
Oh, boy. You guys are too much for me today.
Too much is not enough.
All right. Okay. Now, let me just say that there was something that came over the that was announced, all right? Freedom Pop. Now, Freedom Pop says that how do you like to, you know, you buy this device and you pay nothing. And you can have an internet plan, and then you go to their website, and they say, for more information, sign up for the following. In other words, put in your email address, put in where you live, and so on. And when you dig down into it, okay, Freedom Pop is there, They're talking about $5 a month, and you get 300 megabyte plan, and anything above that will cost you a little more. So for anyone with modest volume requirements, that's all they need. By the way, Stevie,
yeah,
you get a lot of robocalls.
Oh, I get too many. Too many.
Okay, well,
all from different numbers.
Well, now the FCC is now publishing weekly annoying robocall companies.
Yeah, there's
they're updating
them,
it.
And they come in on different telephone numbers.
No, no, no. So I went to the site,
yeah,
and I decided, okay, let me download what robocalls there are being that they're calling out this week, okay?
Yeah.
9,200 numbers in 50 different states, 9,200, and they're going to keep adding to that list. I feel like saying, oh, okay.
They need to go after them because they are getting ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, they're saying is that how do you go after them? Because technically, well, but they, by the way, they are going after them, and some of them they have actually been able to catch, you know, the big guys, okay? But, you know, small guys who are using the do-not-call list when they're not supposed to be using it.
They come in on, they hide the telephone numbers they're calling from, too.
They don't have to hide the telephone number.
They do. They use anonymous numbers.
Yes, they do that. And also with this new telephone scheme where if you go through the cable system, whether it's Time Warner or Fios, you know, you get caught anywhere in the United States 24/7. It's like it's like a different number every time, you know. It's no way of tracking them down. But like this week, there were 9,800 calls, and I looked at it, and I say, well, what am I going to do? Now, if you get an annoying call, you can call 1-888.
Slow.
1-888-CALL.
CALL, call, yeah?
FCC.
Okay.
That's easy to remember, right?
Call FCC.
Right.
That's a good number.
Gents?
Yeah.
In my report from DEF CON, did I talk about the Federal Trade Commission had an anti-robocall project set up at DEF CON?
No, we need
to talk about that.
Dave, there's a difference between FCC and FTC.
I know.
They're two different organizations.
They're both going after the robocallers, and the Federal Trade Commission was running a contest for anybody who could create software that would help track and destroy robocallers.
Oh, man, how did get
company, there's a one of the company that won was very interesting. I don't have the information at the tip of my tongue, but next time I am on, ask me, and I will have looked.
Unfortunately, Dave, you know what the problem with that is? Who do you think the biggest users, who are the
it's
biggest users?
It's not the government.
It's not governments, it's politicians.
It's not politicians, it's
yes.
These other people,
no.
One credit card.
No.
Politicians are exempt from not using it.
But I hardly ever get a call from them.
Ah.
I get calls from people wanting to reduce my credit like 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh, you mean they don't call you? They don't call you about your hearing aid.
I get people
and,
who want to sell me solar 4 or 5 times a day. And my favorite new one, where is you pick up the phone, you hear, and you always hear that robocall delay and bump, and then it says, "Hi, my name's Jackie, and my son, who is a registered contractor, is doing work in your neighborhood." I said, "Really, Jackie? How do you get robocalling?"
A robocall is that it's a recorded message.
No. And she goes, "Well, no. I'm not robocalling." And you go, "Well, your son is working in my neighborhood." She goes, "Yeah." And I said, "What can you tell me about my neighborhood?" And then she hangs up because she's not Jackie. Her son isn't there. It's a marketing corporation that has sold robocalling to a whole bunch block of contractors. I get, and I'm keeping count, Hank. I get a dozen contractors a day. I get 4 or 5 credit calls, just like Stevie does. And I get several, at least 2, solar energy calls a day.
That's because you're in California. But what do we do to get after these guys?
I'm in a rich residential neighborhood.
How do we get these guys? That's what I want to know, because they're coming in on... I keep them on the phone sometimes and tell them stuff to keep... to entertain myself, but how do we get these
once
guys?
Once or twice a week, I get the guys from India who are basically trying to defraud me into turning over control of my machine to them.
That's what I'm talking about. How do we go after these guys? That's who I'm
whipping
talking about.
Chain? I don't know.
We need to send the warriors after them.
Well, if you, before you pick up the phone, and if you look at it and it looks like it's going to be a robocall, you could pick up the phone and you could say, this is the Huntington Beach Police Department. May I help you?
Fraud division. That would be funny, but they're, yeah. They don't care. This is not, there is nobody, the person you're talking to on these things is never the responsible party. They're an employee of the responsible party. Yeah.
Okay, let me move on,
here's
okay?
Here's what you can do. Give up your landline and go to all cell phones.
No, not true at all. I get them on cell phones.
Not too many. Come on. We get a lot on my
landline. No. Can I tell you where I get, because I have two cell phone lines. A 917, people realize it's a cell phone, but if it has a 212-718 or, you know, a typical landline area code, they don't know it's a cell phone.
So?
They spam you on it, okay?
I know a lot of people that have given up their landlines to help fix this. A lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up my landline to help fix it. Just fix it.
By the way, well, you know,
it's not an it.
You know, one
it's
of
not
the,
one thing. It's an army of things.
One of the topics that Joe and I are always quite reticent about is cloud computing. You know, what do we mean?
You do not want to talk about it?
No. We're not big advocates of cloud computing. That doesn't mean that we don't want to talk about it. And one of the things that bothers me about cloud, actually there's two, three things that bothers me about cloud computing. One is there's nowhere written for each vendor what the security may or may not be. Number two is we don't know what kind of backup there is. In other words, is there any retention of data? But you know what the third one is? No matter how big the company is, are they going to be in business? Now, I'll give you an example of this, okay? Microsoft was offering unlimited OneDrive storage for Office 365 subscribers. Unlimited OneDrive storage, okay? They made an announcement the other day. The new rules roll back the OneDrive service, and guess what? It's no longer available.
So when you say cloud, are you inferring that most of what people will see of the cloud will be storage
services? No, actually, cloud, well, actually for many people, cloud computing is really storage of information external to where you're located, okay? That's how most people interpret cloud computing. But cloud computing...
But
cloud computing could also be computation, not on your computer. For instance, if you run Google Docs, you're running processing not on your system, but it's part of it is in the cloud.
Right. And there's another thing entirely that it means for business.
In business...
Which is that you sign up for cloud computing as a business and you are moving some of your IT staff externally to an outsource where the cloud company is handling the IT staffing.
And all I'm saying is that those three things, one is exactly what is cloud storage for each company. I don't see it explicitly written by each company exactly what they offer. And the other thing is, you remember Kodak with their... you could store all your pictures on Kodak, remember? And then they gave everyone 72 hours to get it off. And then, of course, with Amazon services, they were down, and the businesses that depended on it were down while they were down. Google's been down. People think that, gee, cloud computing, cloud storage, someone is going to worry about that for me. And in a way it does, but guess what? Things that can go wrong with it will also go wrong with them, too.
Well, there has been this is what's weird, is that there has been a big move in business to move to software instead of employees. Let's go to CRM, and we can get rid of our customer service employees and our sales service employees. And let's go to this, and we can get rid of those employees. And that's the big promise in business is –